crew, Vito. Sweeping down upon the underworld to smash gangland comes
the mysterious, all-powerful character who is a problem to the police, but a crusader for law. In reality, Dan Garrett, a rookie patrolman, loved by everyone, but suspected by none of being the Blue Beetle. As the Blue Beetle, he hides behind a strange mask and a suit of impenetrable blue chain armor, flexible as silk, but stronger than steel.
Restaurant owner signed up as a member of the CROA.
I don't know what you mean.
You're not a member of the Cosmopolitan Restaurant Owners Association, are you?
No, and I won't join. He can't make me. Who's he?
Who, what?
Oh, never mind. I'm not talking.
Well, I admire your courage in refusing to join that crooked association. But you should carry your courage further. Tell the DA what you know.
Yes, and have my home bombed. Maybe my wife and children killed.
But the law will protect you.
Yeah. It protected me today, didn't it? Look there. Look. Look at my restaurant.
You windows broken, some customers upset, yes. We captured the leader of the front.
He's on his way down to headquarters now.
And he'll be out on bail as quick as he gets there. You mark my words.
That may be true. But we're going to smash this racket eventually. So why don't you and some of the other restaurant owners tell who's behind this racket?
Not me, brother. Why don't you try to get into one of these workers' union meetings? Not all of the rank and file are loyal to their crooked leaders. You might learn a lot about how the racket works.
Say, that's a great idea. I'll do it.
Thanks for the suggestion.
Don't thank me. You get some of the higher-ups, the politicians on the run. Then we'll talk, but not before. This may be a free country, but too many of the wrong kind of people are free.
Big boss, Mike.
Yeah?
He wants to see his private office right away.
Okay, Lester. better. You'll get some of the same. Okay, Spike, he's gone. What's next?
Bring some of those newspapers and pile them under the desk here and set fire to them.
Hey, but this whole building will burn. It'll go up in flames like a haystack.
Sure, and the Blue Beetle with it.
Okay. There you are, Spike.
And here she goes. There, that's got it. Now, Mr. Blue Beetle, slide out of that one. You'll find the weather rather warm for July in that cloakroom. Come on, boys. Let's get going. We'll have to go out through the secret passage. The cops might blame us for this fire.
What will happen to the Blue Beetle? Will he be able to force his way out of his fiery prison before it is too late? Or will he perish in the flames before he can smash the restaurant racket? These questions will be answered in the next episode of The Blue Beetle.
Behind the frame of mass and a suit of impenetrable blue chain armor, flexible as silk,